From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence said Monday he was disappointed to learn ousted National Security Advisor Michael Flynn had lied to him about his contacts with the Russian ambassador in Washington, stressing that he supported President Donald Trump's decision to fire Flynn from the strategic White House post. Speaking at the NATO headquarters in Brussels, Pence went on to speak about Russia.
And as I assured the Secretary General in our meeting today, in the wake of Russian efforts to redraw international borders by force, the United States will continue its leadership role in the Enhanced Forward Presence Initiative and other critical joint actions.
Pence says the U.S. will continue to hold Russia accountable, but President Trump has directed a search for ways to find a new common ground with Russia. The U.S. Secretary of Defense, Jim Mattis, said Monday the United States does not intend to seize oil from Iraq, something President Trump has in the past advocated as, in his words, spoils for U.S. military activity there and to prevent the Islamic State group from selling it. Jeff Custer reports.
Mattis spoke to reporters before traveling to Iraq Monday for an unannounced visit, which came on the second day of a military offensive to push the Islamic State from the western part of the city of Mosul. He said there were no plans to take Iraq's oil. Mattis's stop in Iraq has included meetings with Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi and other officials, as well as Lieutenant General Stephen Townsend, who commands the U.S.-led coalition working to defeat Islamic State. Mattis is working on his own plan to accelerate the fight against the terrorist group, which President Trump ordered on January 28th to be delivered within 30 days. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
For more news, join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The Russian ambassador to the United Nations, Vitaly Churkin, has died at the age of 64. Russian Foreign Ministry spokesperson said in a statement that Mr. Churkin died suddenly in New York on Monday, one day before his 65th birthday. Churkin was the Russian ambassador to the UN since 2006. The World Health Organization is spearheading a nationwide polio vaccination drive in conflict-ridden Yemen to immunize more than 5 million children under the age of 5 against this crippling disease. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the WHO headquarters in Geneva.
Yemen has been polio-free since 2006. Efforts are underway to try to make sure children in this war-torn country remain free of this potentially deadly, crippling disease. But it will not be easy. World Health Organization spokeswoman Fadela Shaib says thousands of local volunteers are putting their lives on the line as they go door to door to reach and immunize more than 5 million young children against polio.
What they do is they will look at the geography of the country and try to target places where it is possible to go with a maximum of security.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Famine can be added to the list of South Sudan's problems, according to the government and the UN International Children's Fund, Food and Agriculture Organization, and World Food Program. Jill Craig has this story.
Famine can now be added to the list of South Sudan's problems, according to the government and the UN International Children's Fund, Food and Agriculture Organization, and World Food Program. They say conflict, a collapsing economy, high food prices, and low agricultural production are to blame for food insecurity across the country, and now for famine in two counties in southern Unity State. Chalice McDonough, spokeswoman for the UN Food Program in East Africa, explains the Joint Technical Committee's decision.
That means that the conditions have deteriorated to pretty much the worst on the scale that we use to measure food security. You've got nutrition rates that are astronomical. You've got people with very limited access to food.
The UN Refugee Agency says neighboring Uganda is hosting roughly 700,000 South Sudanese refugees as people continue to flee. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
Diplomatic tensions are rising between North Korea and Malaysia in the aftermath of the apparent assassination of the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. North Korea's envoy to Kuala Lumpur called for a joint probe into the death of Kim Jong-nam. Malaysia's health minister says the autopsy results on Kim could be released as early as Wednesday. For more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.